Have you thought about who is sitting next to you? Have you thought about what pains they're going through, what loneliness they feel? See, as a church community, these are things that we are supposed to be dealing with. These are things that if people allow us, we are supposed to do our best to fill that void. So homesickness, death of a spouse, death of a child, all these are things that create loneliness in our life. And this next one may seem odd, but friends is another one. Most of us have many acquaintances. At least we see dozens of people on a daily basis. Yet in the midst of all these people that we are constantly around, many of us feel so alone inside. Sure, you talk to people, they're friendly to you, you might even call some of them friends, but you still feel alone. Another loneliness factor is family. Now, many of us, all of us grew up in families, but many of us grew up in large families. Some of us grew up in, and maybe we're single children, right? Maybe we really know the meaning of loneliness, not having a brother or sister to play with. Some, like our family, you have a youngest, a middle child, and an oldest child, right? And, of course, if you're the middle child, everything is always your fault, isn't it? If you're the oldest child, you know, you try to control the situation, don't you? I know, I'm probably meddling there. But anyway, you know, maybe you were the youngest, maybe you were the middle, maybe you were somewhere in the middle, or the oldest child in your family, but you're surrounded by family. Now, you have to understand, or I understand, that many of our families aren't ideal. Many of our families have been terrible. I mean, we don't know, in a church this size, there are all different sorts of families. And, you know, but for those who have even the best of families, many times we feel so alone, even though we know deep in our heart that our parents would give their lives for us. We see evidence of it all over the place. You know, if you feel lonely like that in the midst of even family, great family, you're not that different from a biblical character that I'm going to talk about. He's a guy that Hebrew culture viewed as a hero. He was a warrior. He was good looking. No, it's not Ray. He was a leader. He was compassionate. And he was a man after God's own heart. That's right. It was David. David. Y'all remember David? We see the evidence of loneliness scattered all throughout the life of David. Why don't we start by looking at his family? Now, through this section, if you want to grab the study guide and grab a pen or a pencil, I'm going to be throwing some scripture at you. I'm not going to give you time to look it up, but if you want to write these down and then go home and look them up, I'd love it if you would do that.